No tricks now, wizard. You're lucky I'm here at all. You can stop looking so pleased with yourself. I knew it was you. Because only you'd be fool enough to hide in a tree that talks.
She's got a point, String Bean.
Well, at least you can move quick enough. If nothing else, I'm glad I just came here for that. You look like a startled cat. I thought wizards were supposed to be wise. So, why did you ask me here? Presumably not just to watch you fall over. What? What? Where is it? Oh, for heaven's sake, will you just... spit it out? What? Flowers? How did you do that? Magic. That's all you sorcerers ever say. No explanation. Just wild hand gestures and magic. I didn't say that. I just... What I mean is... They're nice. Lovely. Even. Thank you. But why are you giving me flowers? Hey! Where are you going? What? Where's this wizard? For me? You set up a picnic for me? I still don't understand. Why would you do that? I don't understand. I mean, I do, obviously, but I don't. Why would you want to spend time with me? Well, you have eyes, don't you? Not exactly to everyone's liking. True. Since when are you everyone? You've always been strange, haven't you? Odd, even. Just like me. Well, seems a pity to waste such a spread. Thank you. I'll warn you, though. Orcs can eat. Even half-orcs. We have appetites to rival any beast. So, don't you expect me to be timid and hold back? Well, it looks like you've brought enough. Did you do your research, little wizard? Who knew you could be so thoughtful? I hope you don't think I'm ungrateful. I'm not used to this. Someone's showing an interest in me. At least not a positive one. Anyway. I'm readying myself for this. Will it be some kind of trick or bad jape? It better not be. I can kick you right across this glade. Well then, I won't, and we'll just sit here. Would you like some... What? What do you mean? What? What on earth is that? That's right. What? You conjured it? Why? Do we really need serving? No. Never. Well, I suppose there's a first time for everything. Thank you, little creature. Does it have a name? Oh, so it's like an object then. It's not living. How is that possible? Of course. Magic. You really do have some things up your sleeve, wizard. Must be why you're always so merry. No. It's good. You don't see it very often. It's like you're always looking for light. Or maybe you are the light. Truth be told, I wish I was more like that. Well, yeah. I did. Do find it annoying. At least to begin with, but You know why that is, don't you? I was jealous of you. Obviously. You with these powers. You with these gifts. You who lit up wherever you went. People won't be around you because you're happy. Because you make them happy. I've never had that. My mother's always had to plead, try and persuade people that I'm past all this. But the strangest thing is, you've never had to be persuaded. You always sought me out, even when we were young. You were never wary. You always followed me around. Showed me your magic. Made me feel part of it. I guess I was just so used to being kept at a distance. I didn't know how to let you come closer. I'm sorry if I made you feel unwanted. I suppose I just wasn't ready to let you be near me. I know. I know it's gonna be... Huh? What? What was that? I heard you. In my head. But your lips didn't move. You can put thoughts in my head? How is that possible? Can you read my mind? Oh, thank God. I'm twitchy enough as it is. I do mean it. I am grateful for you. Thank you for the flowers and the picnic. And for being kind to me. How did you know, by the way? Crystal flowers are my favourite. Even if they don't last, they're worth it. Thank you. Careful, wizard. I might think you're after something. That's okay. Even if we try and take advantage, I'm quite confident I can defend my honour.